This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Candy. Well, we're deep now into the holiday gift-buying season, and never let it be said that your friends at Stateside didn't try to help you out. Presenting Michigan books that would make great gifts. And who better to curate this list than some librarians? Stateside's Cynthia Candy sat down with two librarians to get their takes. Tim Gleisner, manager of special collections at the Library of Michigan, and Jessica Trotter from the Capital Area District Library. Take a listen.
I want to start with your picks for nonfiction, because you both landed on something that everyone knows about, and that is the Flint water crisis. Jessica, what's your pick?
My pick was What the Eyes Don't See by Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha.
Okay, and we had her on Stateside talking about that book. It is terrific. Tim, what's your pick?
My pick is The Poison City by Anna Clark.
Also on Stateside, and very, very good. Why did you pick these books? What did you like about these books? And I'm wondering what insights you got into this widely covered story. Jessica?
Well, for me, What the Eyes Don't See is both that biography part of it appealed to me, hearing about Dr. Mona's life, immigrant experience. There's a little bit of genealogy in there. There's just a lot to it, but I also really appreciated the inside look at the crisis.
And Tim, what made you pick Anna Clark's book?
I think for me, it really was just the background of the whole crisis, of the history of the city, of the region, of urban areas across the country, and, you know, the disinvestment from areas like Flint and how it led to that crisis, plus the, I guess, you know, the background politics that went into the whole making of the tragedy that is the Flint water crisis. And so for me, that whole background was really what just grabbed me right from the very beginning.
Jessica, tell us about your historical fiction pick and why you chose this one.
That was Across the Great Lake by Lee Zacharias. It was just a really, it was a surprise find for me. It's a University of Wisconsin publication, but it's a really interesting story. It's an 85-year-old woman looking back on a major turning point in her childhood. And it's a haunting story. It takes place, she goes on a voyage with her father who ferries train cars in the 1930s on Lake Michigan. And it's just a nice look back and forth. I mean, both looking back at that time when she was five and looking over her life in the meantime, too.
And Plying Lake, Michigan is our Michigan angle there.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, what's your adult fiction pick?
Mine is Beautiful Music by Michael Zadorian. And for me, it's just a fantastic book. It was a book that I could not put down. It's set in late 60s, early 70s Detroit. A family that's going through incredible dysfunction, divorce, well, not divorce, but just, you know, the death of a father, and just really just the universal theme of father and son bonding, in this case, the music of the time. And then just basically a really just a beautiful, beautiful take on this boy's life as he's growing up in high school in Detroit. And just as, you know, things are disintegrating in the city, it is with his life as well. And just a very compelling read overall.
And I will second your pick, because we had Michael on Stateside to talk about Beautiful Music, and he so beautifully captured what it was like to be in Detroit in the 70s and the music.
Yes.
Taking you through the music. Yeah, that was a really
and
good
And for one. Me, it was a real personal angle, because it was, you know, I grew up almost, you know, I was a contemporary of this character in this book. And my father and I had the same bond over music, driving around, just listening to radio stations. And it was just, I mean, it was just a touching, touching work for myself.
And what is your adult nonfiction pick, Tim?
Well, you know, I would look at one that I would say is called Notes from a Public Typewriter by the Literati Bookstore in Ann Arbor. And to me, this was like, Jessica, she had her surprise find. This to me was just a beautiful, beautiful book. It's basically a compilation at the Literati Bookstore. They have a old-fashioned typewriter that's laid out for anybody to be able to type little vignettes, all their customers and whoever else might be passing by. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful piece of what I would call community placemaking. All the community coming in, collaborating, and they've basically taken all those vignettes from the community and put it into this book, beautifully edited. And honestly, it was such a surprise, because at first I thought, oh, what a gimmick. I'm not going to like it. I don't want to read it. And then when I picked it up and I read it and read all the different pieces in it. It was just something that just grabbed me right from the start. And what's amazing, all these bookstores around the state now are starting to emulate and copy this whole thing from Frankfort all the way down to Grand Rapids. It's just an amazing thing.
It pulls at the heartstrings. I'm glad you put Notes from a Public Typewriter in there. Jessica, what is your adult graphic novel pick?
That's Abbott by Saladin Ahmed. He's a Detroit-based fantasy author, is how he came to my attention. This is a gritty supernatural crime thriller set in 1970s Detroit, and it features a dogged journalist investigating horrific crimes that are similar to those that happened, something that happened in her past. It's a really neat look at the time from the point of view of a black woman. She's a black female journalist, and I'm just really hoping to see more out there from him on her.
Very good. Who would you recommend this for?
It is an adult graphic novel. It's you know, if you ever were interested in X-Files or Kolchak, that old sci-fi horror TV show, those are the types of things. I mean, it's just, or Stranger Things, or, you know, those types of people who enjoy those shows.
Tim, you've got a pick for poetry.
Yeah, so it's a different type of poetry. It's actually a story told in poems. And being somebody who grew up on Lake Michigan, loves Lake Michigan, returns to Lake Michigan any chance he gets, it's a book called The Lake Michigan Mermaid. And it's by Linda Nemec Foster and Anne-Marie Ooman, illustrated by Meredith Riddle. And it's a tale in poems about this young lady on the shores of Lake Michigan, presumably maybe southwestern Michigan. And again, unfortunately, her life is falling apart because of her parents' divorce and her grandmother is slowly dying. And essentially, a mythology is created about a supposed mermaid. And again, a surprise, something that I would not typically pick up. This is not something that I would go out of my way to look at, but I saw it, I was intrigued. And again, just, you can tell the love for Lake Michigan in this book. And being somebody who has that similar feeling for that place, something that really just kind of grabbed me and just wouldn't let go until I put it down.
And Jessica Trotter, you've got a couple picks for younger readers. Let's start with your choice for children's picture book.
The children's picture book I pick is So Tall Within. It's by, the text is by Gary Schmidt and the art is by Daniel Minter. Gary Schmidt's primarily, I think of him as a middle grade author, but this is a picture book biography of Sojourner Truth. And it sort of has a few different parts to it. It sort of has a song that develops on the left-hand side of the pages. It's got the story on the right-hand side of the pages. It's going through the good and bad of her life from slavery to her freedom with her settling in Battle Creek. And really, the illustrations are absolutely stunning.
Wonderful. And finally, for middle school readers.
Drum roll, please. I think this is kind of an under-the-radar one for a lot of people. This is by Lisa Jen Bigelow. It's about a 13-year-old percussionist who is going off. She got talked into by what her best friend going to something called Camp Rockaway, sort of a rock band camp. Anybody who ever went to band camp, everybody, Blue Lake, Interlaken, anything like that, it just has that feel of it so much. And it's, you know, it's set in that same general area. And it's just a kid trying to find herself, find her own voice. She tends to be the follower, but she's a drummer and she just needs to find her own beat and make her own noise.
Well, this is a great list of giftable Michigan books, and we want to thank Tim Gleisner, Manager of Special Collections at the Library of Michigan, and Jessica Trotter from the Capital Area District Library. We've put their full list up for you so you could print it off and take it shopping for your holiday gifts at the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Great talking books with both of you, and thank you so very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.